RV.
Good evening. Welcome again to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host. And for the next 2 hours, I'll be playing you jazz. On tonight's show, some of the musicians include Freddie Hubbard, the trumpeter, George Shearing, and the three Montgomery brothers, Wayne Shorter, Herb Ellis. We have three brand new CDs we're featuring tonight. First one from Steve Touré, the trombonist. He has three other trombonists as guests on this one. It's called The Bones of Art on the High Note label. And halfway through the show, the Grammy-nominated CD by Lorraine Feather. It's called Attachments. It's on the Jazzed Media label. And toward the end of the show, another Grammy-nominated CD. This one from Ethan Iverson, Lee Konitz, Larry Grenadier, and Jorge Rossi. Costumes Are Mandatory. And it is on the High Note label also. So, lots of good jazz on tonight's show. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Freddie Hubbard there. The tune was The Intrepid Fox. In addition to Freddie Hubbard on the trumpet, he was joined by Billy Childs on the piano, Larry Klein on the bass, Phil Ranelin on the trombone, Hadley Kalaman, tenor sax, David Schnitter on the tenor sax also, Eddie Marshall on the drums, and Sinclair Lott on the... I should say Eddie Marshall on the drums. Yeah, Sinclair too. A couple of drummers there. That's from a Resonance Records CD that was released back in 2011 called Keystone Corner Live Discoveries. It was originally recorded back in 1980, but never released on the Resonance label. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host. Now let's listen to the first of our featured CDs. Brand new on the High Note label is Steve Touray, The Bones of Art. He's joined here by Steve Davis, Robin Eubanks, and Frank Lacey, all trombonists of great repute. I'll tell you about the tunes in a few minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Steve Turi there on the trombone, joined by Steve Davis, Robin Eubanks, and Frank Lacey, also trombonists. And other supporting musicians were Willie Jones III on the drums, Xavier Davis on the piano, Peter Washington on the bass. That is Steve Turi, The Bones of Art is the name of that CD, brand new on the High Note Records label. I'll remind you once again, you're listening to Night Train on the KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And I'm John Green, your host. Now, let's listen to George Shearing. This is a very unusual recording. George Shearing playing with the Three Montgomery Brothers. ¶¶ Shearing, playing with the Three Montgomery Brothers. This is a pretty rare recording. Recorded originally back in 1961 and then re-released back in 1991 on the Jazzland record label. And the tune we heard there, Darn That Dream, that was, believe it or not, Wes Montgomery playing the vibraphones instead of the guitar. Also on that track, Buddy Montgomery. He also played the vibraphones. Walter Perkins on the drums. Shearing, of course, on the piano. Monk Montgomery on the bass. That's Darn That Dream from George Shearing and the Montgomery Brothers on the Jazzland record label. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. Time now for Lorraine Feather. She's always been one of my favorite vocalists and songwriters. Finally, she got some attention and well-deserved for this latest CD of hers called Attachments on the Jazzed Media label. It was nominated for a Grammy. She didn't win. That was left to Gregory Porter, but she did very well.
Gone. Sometimes there's a kiss with no longing. Sometimes there's a longing but no kiss. Once in a tell you, always a little clumsily at best. It's a little mysterious, it can be a little complicated, it can be a little rapturous. It's like when you turn around and I can hear you thinking, the sound of your breathing when you may be like a foot away.
You